Jordan Lucas has made it big on the internet. He's a gifted, fierce volleyball player on the Cal State Northridge men's team. In his position as outside hitter, he is not only known for his athleticism, but also for his in-your-face, exuberant moves when he is celebrating moments on the court. This week, those moves went viral with an Instagram highlight reel of spikes, hair flips, and air kisses. But not everyone has been supportive.
I'm amazed Jordan Lucas hasn't been popped by somebody. The antics he's making under the net, it's very distasteful.
That is Charlie Brand, a TV commentator, talking about one of Lucas's celebrations after a play. And that whole moment led to an uproar this week as people flooded in to support the openly gay player. Jordan Lucas joins us now to talk about all this. Welcome to All Things Considered.
Hi, Elsa. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here and talk with you all.
Oh, so excited to talk to you. Okay, since this is radio, no one can see exactly what we're talking about if they haven't looked up these videos of you. But how would you describe for listeners what some of your signature moves on the court look like when you're celebrating something that's just happened in the game?
It's usually maybe a pop out with like my butt, which like accentuates, you know, kind of the kill, or a hair flip here or there, you know, just to let them know that, you know, you just got
trounced.
Trounced. Yes, that's a great word to use. Yes.
And when I'm watching you, it almost looks reflexive, like all these moves just come out of you automatically.
Yeah, I would say that I don't even plan to do it. It's just the way that my body moves in the air and lands. And it's like, okay, well, my hip's popping out, so pop back out.
Totally. But had you ever, growing up playing volleyball, gotten criticism or ridicule or taunts about those celebrations from anybody watching?
Over my collegiate career, mostly, that's kind of when a lot of it's happened. Being at Division I levels, obviously the highest level in collegiate athletics, and you have people who love it and you have people who hate it. And the people who really love it, you know, I feel that outreach and that kind of support. And those people who aren't the biggest fans, you know, they let it be known.
Okay, they let it be known. So when you first heard Charlie Brand's words, the commentator,
yes,
what went through your mind? Was it like, oh, more of the same thing I've long heard, or what?
After hearing it, you know, I was a little bit distraught, but also kind of confused. I don't think I was, you know, that animated for that comment to be made. But after hearing it, I was like, you know, I mean, some people either love it or hate it. So obviously, you know, he wasn't the biggest fan of it.
Yeah. Do you feel like volleyball is a sport where there is a lot of pressure on guys to adhere to stereotypical male norms that we see in other sports?
Yes, I do think so. I don't think there's, you know, enough representation in men's volleyball. I do think that it is.
You mean for LGBTQ players?
Yes. And I think overall, men's volleyball is kind of a community for the LGBTQ, but for players at this specific level, being, you know, Division I or pro, whatever the case may be, I think that those male norms that are within volleyball and within sports, you know, are really pressed upon, you know, someone like myself. And, you know, not conforming to those norms, I have gotten some flack for it.
But also people who are grateful that you celebrate the way you do. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's showing progress within the sport, our country. And so I think, you know, that the more LGBTQ athletes that are out authentically can only help sports as it is.
Cal State Northridge men's volleyball star Jordan Lucas, thank you so much for joining us this Friday.
Thank you so much for having me, Elsa. It's great to talk to you all.
And the commentator Charlie Brand has issued a public apology to Lucas. A spokesman for the UC Irvine Anteaters, where Brand has been a volunteer commentator, told Outsports that Brand would not broadcast any more men's volleyball games.